Welcome back, everyone, to Mornings with Stephen Johnsey podcast. After reflecting on the cries of pain and trust in Psalm 44, today's devotional turns the page to a psalm of beauty and triumph, Psalm 45. This is often called the Royal Wedding Psalm, originally written for a king's marriage but prophetically pointing to Jesus Christ, the eternal King and Bridegroom of his people. Where Psalm 44 expressed pain, Psalm 45 celebrates promise. It's a reminder that even after seasons of struggle, God restores our song. Our devotional is titled Chosen and Cherished. Psalm 45 opens with poetic splendor. My heart is stirred by a noble theme as I recite my verses for the king. My tongue is the pen of a skillful writer. Verse 1. The psalmist's heart overflows with worship as he describes the majesty of the king. Verses 2 to 9. He speaks of a ruler filled with grace, truth, and righteousness. Christians recognize this as a prophetic description of Christ the Messiah. Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. A scepter of justice will be the scepter of your kingdom. Verse 6. The beauty of the bride, verses 10 to 15. A royal bride adorned in splendor is led joyfully into the palace, symbolizing the church, the bride of Christ. The king is enthralled by your beauty. Honor him, for he is your Lord. Verse 11. The promise of legacy, verses 16 to 17. The psalm closes with the assurance that the king's name and kingdom will endure for all generations. In essence, Psalm 45 paints a picture of divine love, a relationship between the king and his people built on truth, grace, and everlasting joy. Our king and his bride. This psalm is not just ancient poetry, it's a prophetic portrait of Christ and his church. That means you and me. When the psalmist says, "The king is enthralled by your beauty," he's reminding us that God sees beyond our flaws and failures. Through Christ, he sees us as beautiful, redeemed, and chosen. In a world that constantly measures worth by achievement, appearance, and approval, Psalm 45 speaks directly to our identity. You are not forgotten. You are desired by the King. Just as the bride prepares herself for the wedding, we are called to prepare our hearts through holiness, humility, and love. This psalm also teaches us how to worship, not out of duty, but out of delight. The psalmist's tongue becomes the pen of a skillful writer because his heart is full. True worship flows from hearts overwhelmed by God's goodness. When your heart overflows with worship, your words become an offering fit for a king. Psalm 45 reminds us that our faith is not just about endurance, it's also about celebration. In a culture of comparison, this psalm tells us, you are already chosen. In a world of broken promises, it assures us Christ's covenant is eternal. In times of uncertainty, it calls us back to worship because God's kingdom will never fall. As believers, we are both participants in and witnesses to this divine love story. The King reigns and we are his beloved. Heavenly Father, thank you for being our eternal King. Thank you that even in seasons of weariness, your throne stands firm and your love remains constant. Stir our hearts again with the beauty of who you are. Remind us that we are chosen, beloved, and seen. Teach us to worship you with gladness, to honor you with our lives, and to walk daily in the joy of your presence. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. If life has felt heavy lately, today's scripture invites you to lift your eyes from the pain to the promise. You are not just surviving, you are being prepared for glory. Let your heart be stirred again by a noble theme, the love of your King. Worship him not because everything is perfect, but because he is worthy. If this message spoke to your heart, share it with someone who needs to remember that they are loved and chosen by the King. Be sure to follow Mornings with Stephen Johnsey podcast on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. Subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen. Thank you. I'm Stephen Johnsey, and this is the Mornings with Stephen Johnsey podcast. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.